Back home now, and the overprescribing of sedatives like sleeping pills is leading to patient safety risks and addiction. A new report has recommended greater caution and stricter monitoring of the prescribing of benzodiazepines and other similar drugs. The report by a multi-agency working group on overprescribing calls for further education of doctors, pharmacists and the public on the issue. It also recommends more investment in primary care, counselling and support for addiction services. We're joined in our studio now by Professor Eamon Keenan, who is the HSE's clinical lead for addiction services. Good morning and thank you very much for coming in to speak with us today.
Good morning.
This report focused on benzodiazepine, Z drugs and other similar medication. What are these drugs used for?
So I suppose these are three different groups of drugs, but the issue in relation to all of these drugs is that they do have the potential for causing addiction. Benzodiazepines, many people are aware of drugs like Valium, Alprazolam, used to treat anxiety. Z drugs are a group of drugs used to treat insomnia. And the gabapentinoids, or which include pregabalin, are drugs which are used for epilepsy, for chronic pain, neuropathic pain, and for generalized anxiety disorder. But what people may not realise is that all of them have the potential for addiction.
They're addictive. Are they linked to an increased risk of death?
Yes. So as part of our work, we looked at a number of different indicators in relation to harms associated with these drugs. We looked at presentations for treatment services for addiction. We've seen that benzodiazepines are the fourth highest drug which causes presentations to our services. We also looked at drug-related deaths. And over the last, well, between 2012 and 2021, we saw a 45% increase in the number of deaths where benzodiazepines were implicated, and in particular pregabalin, which was a concern for us. We've seen an increase from 14 deaths in 2013 to 83 deaths in 2021. And coroners have been expressing concern in relation to that.
And when you talk then about over-prescribing, what does that mean and why is it happening?
Well, there's a number of different reasons, and it's a complex issue and it's a societal issue in some ways. I suppose sometimes doctors are presented with patients who present with anxiety symptoms. There may not be any other treatment options for them except for medications, and patients themselves can put pressure on prescribers to prescribe these addictive medications for them. So that's why we need to identify that these drugs do have risks. We need to identify to the public that these drugs do have risk, to doctors and to pharmacists, and have a greater oversight in relation to these drugs.
So what are your recommendations then in relation to trying to reduce over-prescribing, which I presume it relates really to prescribing the drug when it's not needed?
Yeah, well, what we would want is, we think that there's a need for increased resources in primary care, in addiction services and in mental health, so that people can be referred to counselling in the first instance. We also think there needs to be greater oversight in relation to private prescriptions. Because while we have very good data in relation to medical card prescriptions, we have no oversight about what happens in relation to private prescriptions. And the doctors themselves don't know. So somebody may get a prescription from their medical card doctor, but next week go to a private prescriber and get information there. So really the doctors do need to have access to that information to be able to have a tighter regulated approach to these drugs.
And you also want, I mean, most of the drugs that you're talking about here are on the list of controlled substances, but some of them, like pregabalin, are not, and you want that to change.
Yes, obviously if a drug is on the list of controlled drugs, there's more regulation in relation to the prescribing. It's a tighter prescribing. We think that that will benefit in relation to pregabalin. It's not the full answer, it's not a magic solution, but it will help to give more oversight in relation to these drugs. But I suppose the bottom line is, we need resources, we need education, and we need the public to be aware of this.
What's going to happen to your report now?
Well, we're going to ask for the recommendations that we've made in relation to increased resources, prescribing to become under greater legislation, and education to be actioned by a multi-stakeholder group, which will look at progressing the information to doctors, to pharmacists and to the public.
And just finally then, you know, if you're asking doctors not to prescribe these drugs as much, what are the alternatives for patients who are in distress?
Well, I think we're at a very critical juncture because we are currently developing a new national drug strategy. And as part of that new national drug strategy, I think we need to identify the need for counselling in primary care so that people can be referred to counselling in the first instance before they need medications.
All right. Professor Eamon Keenan, HSE Clinical Lead for Addiction Services and a member of the working group which examined overprescribing. Thank you very much for speaking with us on Morning Ireland.